Riddle Me That is brought to you by Anchor, the easiest way to make a podcast. Use creation tools right from your phone and your computer, and Anchor will distribute your podcast to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and more. And it's free. And now, your host, Alex Riddle.
What is up, everybody? You're tuning into the Riddle Me That podcast with your host, Alex Riddle. On today's episode, we're going to be talking some NBA playoffs as the first two rounds have been completed. We are on to the conference finals. We have the Phoenix Suns taking on the LA Clippers in the Western Conference and the Milwaukee Bucks taking on the Atlanta Hawks in the East. Every team with an equal chance to win it all this year. It's finally a year without LeBron James, Kevin Durant, all the superstars. Even though I was rooting for Kevin Durant and the Nets, I like that team. But nonetheless, the super team has been defeated, and we have an up for grabs year. This is what it's all about. The first year that I can remember that I really don't know who's going to win it all. And I don't think any of these teams know who's going to win it all. The closest team to have won a championship, I think, is in the 70s, maybe. So each team in the Final Four, long overdue for an NBA Finals, going to be an exciting end of the year. We're also going to talk some MLB as foreign substances have taken over the talk of the town. The league has finally came out and banned any foreign substance on a ball used by a pitcher. So lots of controversy here. A lot of people didn't even know that this was going on. So lots to dive into with the MLB. Will the future of the game be changed? We're going to have to find out. Let's dive on in. So before we dive into any NBA, I want to apologize. The Riddle Me That podcast has been slacking the last few weeks. There's been a lot on my plate. You know, not trying to make any excuses. You know, there's never an excuse not to do a podcast. But in this case, you know, I've been very busy, you know, with my new house. And in the beginning of June, me and my boy Coughlin moved into a 4-person place just down the block. So we're still Wilton boys. But, you know, that took a lot out of me. You know, there was a big transition. And also, my hours in the summer for tennis have been crazy. I've been working all day, having that time really to do the podcast the way I've been liking it. You know, my hours have been different. I've been exhausted. But here we are. You know, we're back. I'm pledging right now to continue the Riddle Me That podcast. I'm sorry. You know, I've had people come up to me like, where's it at? You know, what's going on? Are you okay? I am okay. I'm doing great. Life is good. No complaints here. But there's no excuses. The podcast has been lacking the last few weeks. You know, I've been going over a year strong for this. So it is sad to see a little lack of production. But we're ramping it back up. We're back. Wet like I'm booked. You know, I'm loving the title of this podcast. You know, I've been still keeping up on all my sports, but I've been tired. You know, I have not been able to get a chance to do this podcast, but here we are. We're here, and we're here to talk basketball. A lot has happened since I've last been on the pod regarding the NBA. We have Kevin Durant hitting crazy shots, hitting milestones, but still not being able to get past the Milwaukee Bucks and Giannis Antetokounmpo. I want to start there because the game on Saturday was unbelievable. So Kyrie Irving hurting his ankle in game 3, not being able to play the rest of the series, really changing the dynamic of the series with the Nets being up 2-0. And then also not being able to close. Milwaukee getting a spark from everybody on their team. You know, whether it's Jrue Holiday, Giannis, PJ Tucker, Chris Middleton, Brooke Lopez, everybody has been contributing to this series comeback. And I can't believe they came back. I mean, obviously with Kyrie, I think Brooklyn takes it semi-easily. But he left. And you know what? Well, left. You know, he got hurt. He was out for the rest of the series. Nothing the Nets could do about it. And you know what? No questions asked for the Bucks. They're like, you know what? We'll take that. And that's all they needed. You know, coming back from 2-0, winning the series in 7 off an overtime win on Saturday where Nets down by 2, 6 seconds left. Kevin Durant nailing what thought to be a game-winning shot, but his foot was on the line. So we go to overtime. Bucks ultimately take it. you kind of feel good for Giannis. You know, a lot of hate towards his way winning the MVP the last 2 years, but not, you know, winning a championship yet. They're finally in the Eastern Conference Finals. I believe this is their first one, unless, you know what, they might have made it there when they played Toronto, but Toronto ultimately, yep, so they played Toronto in the Eastern Conference Finals with Kawhi, where the Raptors ended up winning the NBA Finals. So the Bucks have been to an Eastern Conference Finals with Giannis, but have yet to make the NBA Finals. They're hoping that this is the year. There's really no excuses this year on playing the Atlanta Hawks. Not discrediting the Atlanta Hawks, so I want to dive into this series now. Atlanta Hawks taking on the 76ers, defeating the Sixers in seven. Oh my goodness, what a run by the Atlanta Hawks. Trae Young unconscious. I think in game seven he was shooting like 3 for 19 and still ended up getting 20 points, hitting his last like 6 or 7 shots. You got Bogdanovich nailing threes. You have Danilo Gallinari turning back the clock. John Collins providing a huge impact. And they're ultimately just dismantled the Sixers, you know, winning 3 road games in that series. Kind of unacceptable by the Sixers being such a good home team during the regular season. The main topic here, you know, topic of discussion is Ben Simmons. You know, Ben Simmons only shooting 3 shots in all of the fourth quarters combined in this series. Just inexcusable, you know, from a guy that's supposed to be your franchise player along with Joel Embiid. And what goes along with that was his free throw shooting, 34% from the free throw line in the series. That's the worst percentage, I think, ever in a playoff series, you know, with a certain amount of free throw shot. I mean, he was literally getting hack-a-shacked most games. You know, it was close on the stretch. You know, they couldn't put Simmons in down the stretch. Well, they would, but they'd foul him, and he, you know, would pretty much miss 2 or maybe make 1 every time. So, got a feel for the guy, you know. Obviously, a mental thing. You know, he's always struggled with the free throws, but now that, you know, he's such on a center stage, everybody talking about it, you do feel for the guy. I mean, yes, he makes millions of dollars, and he will, you know, he's had a good NBA career, but, you know, what it matters most, you know, so much pressure on the guy, you know, down the stretch. At the end of the day, though, how are you an NBA superstar like Ben Simmons and not being able to make free throws? Kind of unacceptable, you know, just from a basketball perspective. If you're going to be in the league, you got to be able to make your throws down the stretch. You can't be a liability, and that's what he was. And, you know, it doesn't help that Doc Rivers, I think now he has the most, like game 7 losses in the playoffs or, like, series, you know, a chance to advance in the series. You know, he has the most losses ever in history in the playoffs in that retrospect. So not a good look for Doc. You know, he's a great coach, but I guess not one of a like the clutch coaches down the stretch, you know, in the fourth quarter. I mean, what are these offensive sets that the Sixers were running? Joel Embiid on top of the key. It should be Joel in the post taking over. Simmons driving. And there was none of that. There was no offense. Everybody's stagnant. Hats off to Seth Curry, Steph Curry's brother. He had, you know, a breakout postseason. That man's about to get paid fat stacks if he's not already. I don't know what his contract is, but he really balled out this postseason. It was really cool to see the other Curry take over. But ultimately, now you look for the Sixers on the stretch. And, you know, in the press conference, they asked Doc Rivers, oh, you know, what can Ben Simmons be a championship point guard? And he said, I don't know how to answer that. So pretty much that means no. So who knows where the Simmons team will end up. The Simmons team, you know, I mean, Simmons and his team. But Simmons, where he'll end up next season. Apparently the Bulls are pursuing them. Of course the Bulls are pursuing them. You know, a guy can't shoot free throws. But ultimately, you know, he should provide, you know, he should be an asset to a team. I'm not sure what his future is, though. I mean, I could still see him. I mean, he shouldn't stay in Philadelphia. I think this experiment with him and Embiid is over. But who knows where he'll end up. But ultimately, a set ending for Philly. But congratulations to the Hawks and Quavo, Honcho. You know, Quavo on, you know, at every game on the sideline was dancing in the locker room, straightening, you know, jamming to straightening with the boys. So Hawks, Bucks in the Eastern Conference, you know, never would have thought to see that matchup, but here we are. Here we are. In the West, we have the Clippers taking on the Suns. So the Suns actually took game 1 on Sunday without Chris Paul. You know, I don't know if you guys heard, he was out with COVID protocols because he hugged his mom after the last game. ended up getting COVID, of course. So he wasn't available for game one. His status is still uncertain when he'll be back. But this Phoenix Suns, Suns in four, that's the big slogan going around right now. Defeating who do they beat? Four games. The Denver Nuggets, who good, without Jamal Murray, did all they could this year. Jokic winning the MVP, congrats to him. Ultimately not enough though against a unbelievable shooting Phoenix Suns team. Booker, DeAndre Ayton, Mikal Bridges, Cam Payne. I mean, the list goes on. Chris Paul, obviously, but he's out for the foreseeable future, so we're not sure what his status is. But such a fun team to watch. Monty Williams should have won Coach of the Year, in my opinion. I mean, congrats to Tibbs and the New York Knicks. But getting bounced early in the playoffs, I would have liked to see Monty Williams. I think he did an unbelievable job with his team. Or Nate McMillan on the Hawks. I think both those guys, very worthy candidates. But this Suns team is dangerous. They haven't been, this good in a long time. Has reminiscence to that Steve Nash, Amari Stoudemire, Phoenix Suns team in the early 2000s. So I really like this Suns team. Big Booker fan. He puts into work. He stays humble. He's just a straight killer. He can make anything from any, from any point on the floor. He's a good teammate. He hustles. Love Booker. Love the Suns. And they're going up against the Clippers team who is appearing in their first Western Conference Finals ever, doing it without Kawhi down the stretch. So the Clippers in both series was down 2-0. The last series against the Jazz being down 2-0. Coming back, defeating the Jazz in six. They're coming back from a 25-point deficit in Game 6 without Kawhi. Being able to win that game. I don't know how they did it. Where there's a will, there's a way. I guess Terrence Mann with 40 points will do it for you. But unbelievable finish by the Clippers. Got to feel good for them finally getting over that hump. Not sure when Kawhi's coming back, if he is coming back. Luckily for them, Paul George is playing at a higher level than he was in the beginning of the playoffs. But it's crazy. I didn't, predict these, obviously I don't think anyone predicted these matchups in both, both sides of the bracket. Both one seeds being eliminated before before the conference finals. First time that's happened in a very long time. So up for grabs here. I'm liking the Suns in the West. I think they're going to, I'm hoping that they prevail against the Clippers. I mean, I guess we won't know until if the, I think the Clippers like being down 2-0. I think that's the story here. So hard to tell what's going to happen in either of these series. I think the Hawks-Bucks series is going to be a very good series. I give the advantage to the Bucks, but at the end of the day, nothing's safe anymore. All your vulnerabilities, everything's out the door. It's win or go home. It's the conference finals, baby. So I want to dive into some MLB. Lots going on in the MLB right now. So lately, the big thing going on is the substances being used by pitchers, specifically the sticky substances, kind of unknown substances that the pitchers have been using. I didn't even know this was really going on. I used to know, back in the day, pitchers would use like pine tar, and they would put on the back of their hat or whatever. And occasionally somebody, either an ump or a player from the opposite team would point it out and they'd test it out. And if you got in trouble with that, you'd be suspended for a certain amount of games, a decent amount of games. Now, all of a sudden, I guess it's been reported that all these pitchers are using all these foreign substances. I don't know if they're deemed illegal. I guess they are because the MLB has recently come out and been like, hey, if you're caught using these sort of substances, you would be suspended for a minimum of 10 games or whatnot. And so now after I don't know if it's every inning or if it's like once a game, I think it might be after the first inning you pitch. The umpires are required to go check your glove and everything, and the ball and your hat and so, to make sure that there's no substances on there. I don't know, if they don't do it every inning, then what's to stop someone from not using it for one inning and then just using it the next? There's been a lot of players coming out saying that, I don't like this rule. I think, it diminishes from the pitcher. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if it really, if it should be a lot, is it really altering the ball that much? Or, is it actually just, allowing for the pitcher to have, a substantial better grip on the ball. I think, you know, for me, if it's, you know, really affecting, you know, the way a hitter can, you know, create good contact in the ball, like, substantially, you know, I think it's good that they're getting rid of this. But I'm no expert here, so I don't know if, you know, the pitchers deserve to have it. I mean, it's such a hard thing to do is pitch in MLB, you know, so any advantage you can use, use it. But I guess now it's deemed illegal to use any sort of, you know, substance on the ball. So who knows what's to come with this, you know, how much it will change the game going forward, and how pitchers use it. I mean, I don't know how long this is going on for. I don't think anybody does. I think there's, like, a big investigation going on. And it's hard to tell on how long this is going on and, you know, how long players have been getting away with it. But now it's going to be an even bigger issue now because, you know, especially once playoffs start, it's just going to be, you know, a big ordeal and whatnot on the substances. So very, very interesting to see what happens with this. I know MLB has been freaking out, you know, and trying to, you know, make rulings on this. So we'll see in the next month or so how many people, you know, get caught using stuff during the games or what other players speak out or if the rules are changed. I don't know. I don't know enough about it. I just know that this is the hot topic right now going on in the MLB.
Riddle's rant of the week.
Bang, bang, what's the hey?
My Riddle's rant of the week. It's going out to every baseball game I've been to this year. So on Saturday, I went to the Cubs game. It was a good time. It was a really good time. You know, we had bleacher seats. We had a good squad. Nice day, a little hot, but, you know, it's good to get a little color. But here's my dilemma. Every time I go to a game, it's just over in the first inning. I don't know how much of a jinx I have to be. The last two Cubs games this year, okay, the Cubs have played the Cincinnati Reds and the Miami Marlins. Reds are better than the Marlins, but both, you know, lower tier of the league. Both games, Jake Arrieta pitching. So I guess that's where my first mistake is going to any game with Jake Arrieta pitching. Now, I didn't know that Arrieta was pitching on Saturday, you know, until the day before. But, you know, I was like, oh, you know what? You know, he'll bounce back this game. Nope. The Cubs were down 6-0 by the end of the second inning. Just an embarrassment. Not even close. I mean, Eric Sogar batting fifth. Fifth! What the hell is the lineup? You know, we had Jose Lobaton behind the plate. Couldn't throw a guy out for his life, depending on it. You know, there's about five stolen bases. It was just ridiculous. And you know what? I didn't let it diminish, you know, the game for me. I had a great time in the bleachers. You know, full capacity game, 100%. Just feels good to be back. You know, margaritas flowing. Bud Light's flowing. It was an awesome day. Besides the fact that, yeah, the Cubs, you know, haven't allowed me. I mean, it wasn't even a game. It was never even, like, I don't remember the Cubs even having a guy on base. You know, I mean, the final score was 11-1 Marlins. You know, we left in the seventh inning. Luckily, we live 5 minutes from the park, so that works out. But Cubby Blue, I'm just asking, you know, one time, just get me involved. Get me involved a little bit. Let me get some insurance for the game. You know, let me get my money's worth. Don't let me just spend all my money on beer and not get a, you know, at least some sort of effort. I mean, there was no effort in the game. It was just, oh, over. You know, right from the start. So kind of disappointing there. Ultimately, though, you know, it's like roses and thorns. Like my thorn, Cubs sucking. Rose, everything else. You know, friends, food, drink. Actually, I didn't get any food at the game. So actually, that's a plus because it's so expensive. But drinks, friends, bleachers, beer snakes everywhere. So you know what? It ultimately was a good day. I can't complain, but ultimately, Cubs suck.
G4 Spotlight of the Week.
My G4 Spotlight of the Week. I'm doing a Father's Day shout out. Shout out, Bill. Bill, best dad around. You know, currently right now, trying to sell the house. You know, Bill and Jenny making big moves on the market these days, you know, moving into a new house with my grandma and my aunt. So they're taking down my grandma's house. They're building a new house on the property. They're all moving in. It's going to be one happy family. But the next step is to sell our house that we've been living in our whole life. So, you know, Bill and Jenny have been, you know, working their fingers to the bone, trying to get this house ready to sell. So Bill's been, you know, super busy. He actually, so Bill retired a couple years ago, but has still been working because he's just crazy, you know, but he loves it. So he was an assistant principal all year at Old St. Mary's, you know, where I used to teach PE. He's finally done with that. He might be doing some very minor part-time work next year, but he's officially done with the assistant principal role. You know, especially during COVID, it was such a grind. I don't think he knew what he was getting himself into, but at the end of the day, he made it, you know, never complained. Well, maybe he complained, maybe, probably a little bit. I mean, how could you not? But, you know, with a smile on his face, he went in there, he worked hard. One of the hardest working people I know, so I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for my dad. So here's my Father's Day shout out to Mr. Bill Riddle, the best dad around. Love you, Dad. My flick of the week this week. I watched this movie last week. It's a classic. It's one of those movies that it's like, it's old enough for our, I might have heard of it before, but I don't think I've ever heard of this one. But nonetheless, Leon the Professional. I was calling it Leon the Specialist all week. It sounds like he's like my masseuse. But no, Leon the Professional, it's about this professional hitman, you know, that makes his living doing hits. He ends up, you know, saving this girl who, I believe, yeah, so her family was killed, but he saves her. Of course, he takes her in, and, you know, she kind of knows what he's about, you know, because they live in, like, the same apartment complex. But, of course, then she wants to become a hitman. She's 12, by the way, or I think she's supposed to be 12 or 13. Of course, she falls in love with him. You know, that's kind of the weird part in the movie. It kind of gets weird because you can kind of tell he kind of likes her too. But there's no weird scenes like that. You know, he's not, you know, I'm not even getting into it because you know what I'm saying. But awesome action, you know, right from the start. Lots going on. Lots to think about in that movie, you know, just lots of life lessons, you know, but constant action. You know, it's pretty dark, but also some funny scenes as well. I mean, it's not a comedy by any means, but it definitely is some light humor that, you know, makes you smile a little bit. But ultimately, good movie. You know, I definitely would watch it with a couple of people. You know, it's fun to discuss a little bit on, you know, what's going on. But tons of action. Can't go wrong with Leon the Professional. My bet of the week this week. I'm taking it to the Western Conference Finals. Phoenix Suns against the LA Clippers. The Suns are currently at -4.5 right now against the Clippers. I'm taking it. I'm taking the Suns. You know, I'm feeling the Suns in four train. You know, they're a great home team. I can't really bet against the Suns. They don't miss. The Clippers, you know, like to be down 2-0, so I think they're going to go down 2-0 again. But the Suns, I think the Suns went big tonight at home. You know, they're feeling it. Even without Chris Paul, this team is locked in. Tough to go against the Suns. Suns -4.5. Hammer it. That's all the time we have today on the Riddle Me That podcast. I want to thank everybody for tuning in. It feels good to be back. I'm sorry again for the hiatus. I'm okay. Riddle's alive and well. Riddle's alive and well. Teaching tennis a lot. So been busy making that money. But we're back. We're gonna keep grinding week by week. Riddle Me That podcast is back, baby. Everyone have a good weekend. You know, it's going to be, I think, a little rainy. But after that little storm we had the other day, it's gonna be a cool week. So enjoy it, get outside, grill out, have a good time, hit the sprinkler, ladies and gentlemen. I'll see you guys next week. Riddle Daddy's out.